Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
NBC News Chairman Andy Lack's announcement this morning that Matt Lauer had been terminated from NBC News has rocked the world of television. More details are emerging on the longtime anchor's alleged history with sexual misconduct. And according to a handful of journalists on Twitter this morning, apparently multiple outlets had been working on exposing Lauer's behavior for months. Elizabeth Wagmeister of Variety, Yashir Ali of HuffPost, and the New York Times apparently are all working on exposés that would ultimately shed light on the former Today anchor's past. And Ali alleges that some of the top executives at NBC were aware of these stories. She also said that this was even before the Weinstein incident, and that the women were terrified to go public about Matt because they were just afraid of him. He apparently put the fear of God into these women. He had relationships with reporters outside of NBC that he cultivated just for this purpose. This is according to Yashir Ali of HuffPost. Now, Page Six is reporting that Matt Lauer allegedly sexually assaulted a female NBC staffer during the 2016 Rio Olympics. An NBC staffer came forward with this claim, and apparently that is what set NBC into motion on getting rid of him this morning. There have been rumors about Matt having affairs with subordinates at NBC for years. Everybody, including myself, knew about those. But all of those were believed to have been consensual. The incident in Rio was not. And I've got to tell you, I have known Matt for decades. We both started our career at WBZ-TV in Boston. In fact, the woman who put Matt on the air for the very first time is my good friend and his first wife. I just had dinner with her a month ago, and we discussed the topic of men behaving badly. Wow. Two morning men gone. I just hope Craig Melvin, the Today Weekend co-host, is really in a position to get that top slot. You know what? He's already a familiar face among viewers. And I am so sure he is not traveling with all the baggage of these longtime rich and powerful white men. There will be a lot more on this story. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.